Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, 9-5. Again, a Makabel Sadeh Machavero. We have a tenant who's living on a field, but this tenant is working as an aris, or he's a sharecropper, meaning they've agreed to split the proceeds in some fixed way. And the problem is that for whatever reason, the field isn't producing this year. Things are just not going well. Maybe the weather conditions are bad or something like that. And therefore, the farmer doesn't want to work. He says, this whole thing's a big waste of time. There's so much work and no output. I don't want to work. The problem is the landlord is supposed to get, 50% of the output, so he's losing. So can he force the tenant to work even though it's not very worthwhile for the farmer? Because, of course, it is worthwhile for the landlord. He puts in no work and gets something back. So says the Mishnah, Makabel Sadeh Machavero Velo Asa, if a farmer takes possession to work a field as an aris, as a sharecropper, but Velo Asa, but the field doesn't produce. It produces very little. Im Yesh Ba Kedei Lahamid Kri, if there is enough grain being produced, that you could set up a pile, meaning after you collect the wheat and then you thresh it and then you winnow it, you'll have a pile of grain, which is, says the Bartanura, about two sa, meaning sasaim, which works out to something like around 72 liters, something like that. It's a big enough pile you could take like the pitchfork from they're using for winnowing and you could like stick it in and it would stand up. So then there's enough to go around, it's worthwhile, it's not totally worthless, and therefore the landlord can demand that the farmer work, even though the farmer's getting very little for so much work, because the landlord says that's still a significant thing, I don't want to forego it. So therefore, chayv l'taplba, then the farmer is required to work the field. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a second, this doesn't make so much sense. It's one thing if it's a small field and it produces a little bit. So there's a question. What happens if it's an enormous field and still it just produces one little pile of grain from a huge field of work? So it's so much work for so little output. That's not fair. Therefore, he says, Amar Yehuda, Ma kitzba bakri. What is the point of setting an arbitrary, absolute amount, like one mound of seeds? That could be totally ridiculous if the field is gigantic. Ella, im yeshba kadei nafila. Rather, the measure is a relative one. It means that if the field can return as much grain as is put in. Kadei nefila means as much as falls in, meaning how much you plant. So remember, of course, when you're planting a field, you're basically taking kernels of wheat, you're putting them in the ground, and more kernels of wheat come out of the ground. So the point is, if net-net, you're getting as much out as you put in, it's not a losing proposition, then the farmer has to work. If it's less than that, and is a losing proposition, then of course you don't force the farmer to work. That's crazy. The halach, however, does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the Tana Kama, which is, if the field can produce one pile, two saw worth, or something like that, then the farmer has to do his very best to get it to produce as much as possible, and they'll split it according to their original agreement.